Bruchim Aboyim, as we begin now, Be'ezus Hashem, part two of our series on the Middle of Kaas. You'll remember last week we discussed the Shoresh of the Middle of Kaas, which we said is Gaiva. Really, when working on the Middle of Kaas, we necessarily have to work on the Middle of Gaiva, because we explained that a person essentially gets angry when his inflated, egoistic self has been nifga, has been insulted or upset, and that's why he gets angry. The bigger the self, the more the kaas. The lesser the self, the less the kaas. The equation is as simple as that. That's what we discussed last time. We explained that when a person gets into kaas, he loses control of his seichel, in a similar way to a person who is drunk, also has no shlita over his seichel, and indeed Chazal compare somebody who gets angry to somebody who gets shika. For example, on Purim, the common denominator being that he has no control over his seichel and he will do irrational things. This is what we discussed last time. We'd like to examine further a little bit, Be'ezus Hashem, tonight, the Sheirish of the Middle of Kaas, because, as always, in order to deal with an issue, we first have to understand the nature of the issue that we're trying to deal with. You cannot treat an illness unless you first diagnose what the illness is. So let us begin with the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that if somebody gets angry to the extent that he actually rips his own clothing out of rage, or he breaks his own kelim, or he is mafazer ma'oitov, he takes his money and he just throws it out of rage, in anger. Says the Gemara, that person is ka'oved avodah zarah. He can be compared to somebody who serves idols. That's what the Gemara tells us, a staggering statement. That if somebody gets so angry that he rips his own clothing or breaks his own kelim, he is compared to an idol worshipper. And the Gemara then adds the line and says, that is the derech of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara never approaches a person to entice him on day one to do the biggest averus. Rather, he starts with the smaller averus, and he then builds up, and eventually he will make his way to Avodah Zarah. Now, how are we to understand this Gemara? Why exactly is somebody who is so angry that he damages his own property, why is that comparable to being Oved Avodah Zarah? So, the explanation that one can understand is as follows. When this person was in rage, out of anger, irrationally, he actually ruined his own property. Were he to ruin somebody else's property, whilst we obviously can never condone that, but we can understand that. He might be angry with somebody else, so in order to get his own back, he rips his clothing, or he breaks his kelim. But why would he do that to his own kelim and his own begotten? And the answer is, there is no rationale that can explain that. He gains absolutely nothing by that which he has now been kireya his own begotten, or by which he has been shaver his own kelim. Other than he perhaps let off some steam. But he hasn't in any way furthered any project or furthered any ambition of his. Rather, the irrational, this is what we discussed last week, he has lost his seichel. And once a person loses his seichel, then indeed he stands to be nichshel any avera until the worst of the worst. Meaning, we have some averas which, again, we can never condone, but we can understand. If a person eats a delicious piece of chazir, well, undoubtedly that is a terrible avera, but we understand why he was over that avera, because he had a taiva to do so. He had a lust to indulge in chazir, and he could not withstand the temptation, and he gave in to his yetzer hara. But you cannot possibly describe that as an irrational avera. It is highly rational. It is forbidden nonetheless. It is no less an avera, but it's rational. It's inexcusable, but we understand the taiva that drove him to be over the avera. Whereas in the case of the Gemara that we mentioned, when a person rips his own clothing, when a person breaks his own kalim out of anger, that is irrational. Nobody has an urge, nobody has a taiva to ruin their own property. That was done totally irrationally. And the Maharal says, therefore, that could inevitably lead to the worst of the worst avodas, which is avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is, to an extent, an irrational avera. Everybody knows that bowing down to an idol is not going to further anybody's ambition or purpose. It is irrational. There is no obvious taiva for it. But once you are in the clutches of the yetzer hara, purely the yetzer hara, with no taiva involved, then one can inevitably lead to the other. And that's what the Gemara means. The Yetzer Hara does not approach anybody on day one and say, why don't you try serving Avodah Zarah? But what he will try to do is entice him to do the irrational, like get him into a rage by which he is mazik his own property, he rips his own clothing, he breaks his own kalim, such that now there is no further gedder. The barriers have been broken, and nothing is now beyond the reach of the Yetzer Hara. He can end up being mashal him with Avodah Zarah as well. That is a possible explanation of why somebody who is Kireya Begodov Bechamosoi, or is Shaver Kalov Bechamosoi, why is he considered to be over Avodah Zarah? According to this explanation, it's not that what he's doing now is actually tantamount of a Zarah, but rather it could lead to it. It could lead to a Zarah, and that's the way the Gemara concluded, by saying that the Yetzer Hara tells you to do this today and something else tomorrow, and eventually he will get you to sink to the absolute abyss, and you will end up being nichshal in a Zarah. That is a possible explanation, and that is the explanation that I saw in the sefer that we are basing our value on, the Sif Sechaim, the Chaim Frila, and the Zeichet Tzadik Yitzchak. However, I would like, if I may, to suggest an alternative, and I think this will help us once again diagnose the Shoresh of the Midah of Kaas. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, which is all about Midos, Midos Tovos, and Midos Rois, the Rambam simply says as follows: Kol ha-koyes ki'inu oived avodah zarah. Period. He does not say that it will lead to avodah zarah, or this is the inevitable consequence of, but rather, whoever gets angry is actually comparable to being over Avodah Zarah. The Lashon of the Rambam, I saw in the Mefarshim, is based on a Zohar HaKadosh in a number of places. But the indication of the Rambam is quite clear. The explanation is what we have to try and work out. But it seems to be quite clear in the Rambam that somebody who gets angry is not merely to be considered as a stepping stone to Avodah Zarah, but rather, in actuality, he is now considered as if he is being Avodah Zarah. Why should that be the case? Now, I must tell you, after we met last week in our first Vav in the middle of Kaas, and we discussed that the Shayresh of the middle of Kaas is Gaiva, when, as we said, when a person's ego has been somewhat deflated, when a person's self has been insulted or upset, that's when he bursts into rage. After the Vav, one of the members of the Chabura wrote me an email. And he said, isn't the middle of Kaas, isn't the Shayresh something else completely, Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or the lack of Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To which I responded, we'll see the Ezot Hashem, we will discuss this in future Vadim, and we will see how this complements what we discussed last week, and I think this is where we're heading now with regard to this Rambam. The Rambam has mentioned and taught us that anybody who gets angry is ki'ilu, he is oyved avodah zarah. Worse still, a similar lashon of the Gemara, this is the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara says, anybody who has gasus haruach is, again, haughty spirit, the Gemara says, ki'ilu oyved avodah zarah, the ki'inu kaifer be'ikah. It is as if you are an atheist. If you get angry, if you are a Baal Gaiva, here we're not talking about Kaas. Here we're talking about Gasus Haruach. If somebody is a Baal Gaiva, he is considered to be Oyved Avodah Zarah and a kaifer be'ikah. So if we now note a fascinating comparison. Without explaining it as yet, we see that both the one who is Kayet, person who gets angry, and also the person who is a Baal Gaiva, both of them are compared to an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Kayfer Ve'ikah, somebody who denies the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is another Gemara, we'll see this is mentioned a number of times in Chazal, a Gemara in the Dorim which says, Kol HaKoyed, anybody who gets angry, Afilu Shechina, even the divine presence, Eino Chashuva Kenegdoi, has no significance for him, is meaningless. Which always pointing to the same direction. Somebody who gets angry, the Shechina, the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's all meaningless. As far as the Kriyas is concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, does not exist. So too, somebody who is a Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not exist. The Gemara tells us, in Brachas, HaMahalech B'Koyimo Z'Kufa, if somebody walks in a very haughty manner, Ki U'Doichik Raglei HaShchina, it's as if he is pushing away Kaviyotl, the feet of the Shechina. So there seems to be a very uniform pattern over here. Anybody who is either haughty or gets angry is considered to be an Oyved Avodah Zarah. An Oyved Avodah Zarah. He is Kaifer Ve'ikah. The Shechina is meaningless to him. He is pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we understand all of this? What does this mean? So in order to explain this, I think we should turn to a very famous Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph. The Mitzvah in Reish Mem Aleph is the Issur D'Oraita of taking revenge. Lo Yistikrei. And the Sefer HaChinuch, in a very famous explanation, explains that the Shayrish, the Issa of Nekama, of taking revenge, really finds its root in a lack of Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You take revenge from somebody else when you believe that that somebody else is what's orchestrating events in the world. But if you realize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is orchestrating events in the world, then there is no mokoim for the common. Why would you take revenge against the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The moshel we always used to hear was, imagine the postman knocks on your door and delivers a letter from an arch enemy of yours. Are you going to get angry with the postman? He is just the one who delivered the letter. He has nothing to do with the shayresh of the attack against you. And the Sefer HaChinuch quotes a prime example. David HaMelech, as described by the Navi, was cursed by Shimi ben Gera in a terrible way. A terrible way. As the Navi describes, Hu kilalani klola nimretzes. A terrible curse. And those around David HaMelech wanted to seek retribution on behalf of David HaMelech against Shimi ben Gera. To which David HaMelech responded, do not exact retribution. Do not seek revenge, because it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, that is therefore the shreirish of the issa of taking revenge. If one only believes, genuinely, that everything that comes my way is all orchestrated by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if indeed it is something negative, that I don't have to look outwards, I have to look inwards. Clearly, there are my own aveiras that are bringing this about. Then there is no room to seek retribution. There is no cause to take revenge. Because if anybody is to blame, it's nobody but yourself. That's the famous explanation of the Sefer HaChinuch. And therefore, we can explain that exactly the same is true when somebody gets angry. When Reuven angers Shimon, and Shimon is frustrated to the extent that he's going to rip his begodim and break his own kalim, essentially the underlying cause of that chaos is the inability to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the picture. The underlying shayrus of the cast is the lack of emunah in Hashkacha Pratis. Because if you believed in Hashkacha Pratis, and you understood and lived with this feeling that everything that happens to me is all dictated and orchestrated by the Ribbono Shel Olam, then again, why am I getting angry with a postman? Reuven, it might well be, will have to give din v'cheshbon for doing what he did to me. That's not my concern. That's his concern. My Avodas Hashem tells me, do not look outwards, do look inwards. And if there's anybody to get angry with, perhaps I should be angry with myself, but certainly not with him. Such that the shoyrish of the middle of Kaas is a lack of emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is a lack of belief in Hashkacha Pratis. And that's the way we can understand, therefore. If somebody is Kodesh, he is Ki'inu Oyved Avodah Zarah. Not just because this can lead to Avodah Zarah, notwithstanding the first explanation that we mentioned, but to an extent, you are considered now to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. Because by getting angry, you have clearly demonstrated that you don't believe in the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why if you get angry, Hashchina Eino Chashuva Kenegdoi. There is no divine presence in my life. This is back to our Malik. It's nothing to do with Ribbono Shel Olam. That is Avodah Zarah. And that's what it means, Kol HaKoyes Ki'ilu Oyved Avodah Zarah. If we now bring this back to last week's discussion, and we said that the shayrish of the middle of Kaas is Gaima. One moment. Is the shayrish of the middle of Kaas Gaima? Or is it a lack of Emunah? Which one is it? And the answer is, those are two sides of the same coin. Because as we mentioned before, so too the Baal Gaiva is also, as described by Chazal, considered to be over Avodah Zarah. Somebody with a Baal Gaiva and sees the world as his, and he is the center and the focus of the world, does not see the Ribono Shel Olam. This is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world, this is my world. As, in fact, the Torah describes. The Rom Levovecha, says the Torah. If your heart will get haughty, the Shochachto et Hashem Elokecha, you forget the Ribono Shel Olam. What does it say in the next pasuk? Va'omarta bilbavecha, such that you will say in your own heart, Koichi va'oitzem yodi osali es hachayil hazeh. This is all my great business know-how, this is all my great strength, this is all my own genius that brought this my way. It's Koichi va'oitzem yodi. What about the Ribono Shel Olam? V'shochachto es Hashem Elokecha. You have forgotten all about the Ribono Shel Olam. It's either you or the Ribono Shel Olam. Whose world is it? You might recall there's a famous story as recorded in the Gemara in the Dorim and also in Nozir, where it describes the Nozir on a very high madrega. The Nozir, as dictated by the Torah, let his hair grow, did not take a haircut. His hair grew very long and he was considered very handsome. And on one occasion, the Nazir described he went to the well and he saw his own reflection in the water. And for a moment, a thought passed through his own mind, wow, how handsome I am. And then he stopped and he gave himself rebuke. And these were his words. And he says, Russia. You wicked one, he said to himself. Lomo atomis goe. Why are you being haughty? Ba'olam she'enai sholcha. In a world that's not yours. This Gemara is a tremendous insight into the nature of Gaiva. The nature of the Baal Gaiva is he thinks that the world is in fact is his. It's my world. It's all about me. And that's why this Nozir was saying to himself, you Baal Gaiva, don't you realize that the Olam is Einai Shelcha? It's not yours at all. So we see once again a tremendous Tzad HaShoveh, a common denominator between the Baal Gaiva and the Koyis. The Baal Gaiva also does not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his world. Don't forget, it's not your world, it's the Ribono Shel Olam's world. But if Rom Levovecha, V'Shochachto Es Hashem Elokecha. In fact, the Gemara tells us that if you're ever wondering why on occasion there is a drought, a lack of rainfall, the Gemara says this is as a direct result of Gasei HaRuach, those who are Baalei Gaiva. Why is that? So the Ksav Sofer in the Tshuva explains this very point. Because a person can work hard in the field to plow and to sow and to reap, and eventually the rainfall comes and he has a whole soda full of Tvua. And what does he do? He pats himself on the back and he says, Koichi v'oitzem yodi oso v'yet hachayel hazeh. It was all about me. Nothing to do with the Ribono Shel Olam. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if that's what happens, I will ensure that there will be no rainfall. And then you'll clearly see that all your agricultural know-how, all your expertise won't help you one iota. The Gasei HaRuach bring about the drought. To the contrary, Chazal tell us that the Seder of Mishnayos of Zro'im is connected to the word Emunah. Emunah. When a person plants the ground, he has to have Emunah in the Ribono Shel Olam. He has to believe that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, I am just a pawn in that world. But if you don't have Emunah, and you believe that it's your world, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, if that's the case, I will clearly show you what will happen. I will clearly show you that it's not your world, and there will indeed be no rainfall then. And perhaps therefore we can understand a passage that we say every single day of our lives in Kriya Shema. It says that if indeed you are not keeping mitzvahs of Saratem, va'avadatem aleihim acherim, and you serve other gods, then what will happen? V'lo yiyeh motah, there will be no rainfall. Again, the same principle. If you serve other gods and you don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remind you that he is. There will be no rainfall. Let's see if these other Avodah Zarah can help you at all. They clearly can't. So what we're seeing over here in Chazal are drawing for us a very important picture. Somebody who gets angry is an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Somebody who is a Baal Gaiva is an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Such that, if we ask ourselves the question, what indeed is the Shoresh of the Midah of Ka'as? Is it coming from a place of Gaiva, or is it coming from a lack of Emunah? The answer is, both of those are true. Not independently, but rather, they all have the same Shoresh. Somebody with a Baal Gaiva is an Oyved Avodah Zarah. And that's why his ego is so inflated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not exist in my world, there's only me. And that's why when somebody upsets him, of course he doesn't see that the Ribbono Shel Olam has sent it his way. Why not? Because he's a Baal Gaiva. And in the Baal Gaiva's world, he's being Doichek Raglei Hashchina. He doesn't see the person, he doesn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam as running events in his life. He's not a ma'amin in Hashgacha Prophet. So that's why both the Baal Gaiva and the Koyes are both tantamount to being Oyved Avodah Zarah. The common denominator is they don't have a clear recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in fact Menahel and Mashiach over everything that happens in his life. Which means therefore, in summary, when we look again at the Gemara that we began with today, and the Gemara tells us that anybody who gets angry and eclipses the Godim, etc., is considered to be an Oyved Avodah Zarah. And we explain because it is this irrational mode of behavior that can eventually lead to the worst of the worst. What we're now adding is that in addition to that, you are actually considered to be Oyved Avodah Zarah now. It all began, yes, a Baal Gaiva, who also did not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is also the Oyved Avodah Zarah. He is also a Kaifa Be'ikah. And that's why his own self and ego is so terribly inflated. Because it's all about me. It's koichi v'oitzem yodi osa li es achayel hazeh. So mamela, when anybody gets me upset, when anybody embarrasses me or insults me, I don't see this as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mi Hashem asher eshma b'koiloi. Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life? It's all about me. So he is Oyved Avodah Zarah. Both the Koyes and the Baal Gaiva, there is one joint Shoresh. It is not two separate causes, it is one joint Shoresh. Which means, therefore, in the final analysis, as we said from the beginning, in order to solve the problem of Ka'as, we have to examine its Shoresh. And if the Shoresh of Ka'as is Gaiva, whose Shoresh in turn is a lack of Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, a lack of recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashiach of everything that happens in our life, then the inescapable conclusion is that the real derech, the truest derech to work on the middle of Kaas, is to be mischazik in this nekuda of emuna in Rebbeinu Shelolam. Because the more clearly we live with this reality, we don't just pay lip service and say the words, but we actually live it, believe it, mean it, and feel it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of everything that happens in my life. As the Gemara tells us, the person doesn't even knock his little finger on the table without that being decreed by the Rebbeinu Shelolam. The more we live with that notion, then the more we understand and feel those words of the Sefer HaChinuch. Where is the mocking to take revenge? Where is the mocking to get angry? Do not look outwards, just look inwards. I am the cause. I am the one who has brought this about, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was orchestrating it. So indeed, the Bnei Chabura who wrote me this email isn't the Sheirish of Kaas all about a lack of Emunah and not Gaiva. The answer is, those two are simply two opposite sides of the very same coin. Because the Sheirish of Gaiva is also a lack of Emunah in the Rebbeinu Shelolam. That is considered to be Kaifa Be'ika. Dolchik Ragli Ashkina. And in turn, when that manifests itself into anger, we must understand that all emanates from the same Sheirish. It all is because of a clouded, misted misinterpretation, not living clearly with this notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running our life. So therefore, we could really look at these first two vadim as very much as the hakdama to the middle of Kaas. But as we always say, once you've diagnosed the problem, essentially you are 90% of the way to solving it. If the shayrish of the middle of Kaas is gaiva and a lack of emunah, which are dependent on each other, then clearly those have to be the areas in which we try to be mischazik. So be'ezras Hashem, next week in part 3, we will try to take this a little bit further. Until then, I wish everybody a tzlacha rabba.